Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Hello, hello.
Gentry to Lost Sheep. Come in, Lost Sheep. I'm looking for Bo Peep.
Gentry to Lost Sheep. Lost Sheep to Gentry. Lost Sheep to Gentry.
We're trying to find them. We're trying to find them votes out there in Arizona. We're still counting them over here. Over.
Well, you know, here's my question, Gentry.
Yeah.
If they can tell you, you know, give us a break. We've still got 400,347.82 votes to count. If you know how many votes you have left to count, doesn't that mean that you counted them?
Yeah, it's hard for me to keep up. I thought we had this figured out like 30 years ago where we could actually get results at night, and the technology has come so far, but yet we seem to have taken a few steps back.
We're supposed to believe that you just can't, well, you know, you can't expect us to do that. Every other state, yes, but not us.
Well, John, I don't want this interview to get canceled, so we'll move on to the movie. Let's do that.
Okay. All right, let's do it. Our
guest is John Schneider, and the movie is called To Die For, which I've seen the trailer, and you still got a great set of hair, man. What some locks, man. That hair has really held up over the years. You still looking good, John.
Well, thanks. You know, that the hair came from my grandpa, I believe. He had that, although his was all white. But in the movie, because it is a movie that celebrates our flag and our military, I do get it all cut off, which was a... I had not had a, what do they call it, high and tight, since probably 1968, you know, back when little kids, we all looked like they did on Leave It to Beaver. So I got that haircut, and I do it in the movie, and while this guy, all he does is military haircuts, he only does high and tight, in Hammond, Louisiana. I made sure that I never got to see it until they turned the chair around. So even in the movie, when they turn the chair around and I see my haircut, that's the first time I see the shape of my head. Which, you know, heads are not as round as I thought they were. At least mine's not.
Yeah, well, especially anyhow. When you're hitting the roof with that General Lee so many times. You
well,
know?
That's my chin, actually. It's my chin that hits the chin and my tailbone. My tailbone. But, yeah, the movie is great. The movie is being very, very well received by lots and lots of people. We are independent, so we not only make our own films, but we distribute them ourselves. I'm not one of those guys that complains about Hollywood and then secretly wants them to distribute our content. So we do it ourselves, and it's already more, it's the most successful film that my wife and I've made, and we've made 14 in the last 8 years.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Yeah, I got to give you a lot of credit. I mean, there's a new way of making movies, and you are becoming your own studio. This movie is available if you go to the website to dieformovie.com, but you have your Christmas Cars movie on there. There's a whole bunch of content. I mean, it's like you got your own little mini Netflix right on the website.
Well, yeah, and we're trying to be that. We want to be. We haven't done this yet, but we want to open up the big company is called Cineflix DOD, Digital On Demand. We want to open that up to other independent filmmakers because now, sadly, I think more than ever, independent filmmakers are afraid to really express themselves and their opinions and their values because they're afraid that no mainstream, and rightfully so, no mainstream distribution arm will pick them up. So, you know, it used to be that independent films were all supposed to be kind of out there. You know, making statements that corporations really can't make because independent films are not made by committee. They're made by a very small group of people who feel a certain way or they wouldn't make the movie. So we want to be, we're not yet, but we want to be the place where independent thought and independent content goes to be seen by millions of people. So that is our rather lofty goal, but we've been pretty successful in hitting our goals so far.
Did you try pitching this particular script or movie to a big studio, or have you just moved on from that?
We moved on. We moved on in I think the last time we tried to get anybody else to distribute our stuff was maybe 2015, realizing that they won't. And it's not only because of the content. This film is intensely, unapologetically patriotic. So, of course, they wouldn't. But I wouldn't want them to. You know, the feeling for some reason is that conservatives have to kind of walk on eggshells around the liberal establishment. Well, what about our establishment? Why don't we do it ourselves? And I don't know why that's kind of a new thought, because it just seems to make sense to me. So that's what we do. I left California and the Hollywood scene back in 2011, made a movie called Smothered in Louisiana, fell in love with Louisiana. That's a horror comedy. Fell in love with Louisiana and the property where we filmed that movie, bought that property, and now that is John Schneider Studios. So that's where Alicia and I have made our 14 films. Other people rent the property and make movies there, or the studio. So it's really a dream come true for me. Friend of mine read a book they wrote on Dukes of Hazzard back in 81, I think, and the interviewer asked a very young John Schneider, a 21-year-old John Schneider, you know, what do you want to be doing after this? And the answer was, I want to have my own studio and make my own movies, tell my own stories my own way. And that's what I'm doing. It took a while, took longer than I thought, but, you know, it's never too late to reach a goal, but you need to have another one, right, you know, right in line after it. So that's what we've been doing, and this movie has really hit the ball out of the park. You mentioned Christmas Cars. So in a sports sense, we had Christmas Cars on first and Stand on It on second and Poker Run on third. Now we've hit the ball over the fence. So not only are people buying To Die For at todieformovie.com, but they are also going back and looking at the other films that we've made. So this was a business model I learned from the country music business, and it's tried and true, and it's working. So we're doing great. Hard work and a bit of daring pays off.
Yeah, this movie is causing a lot of global conversation. A lot of the contents of the movie, of course, are front and center with everything going on now. You wrote this movie, I guess, after you read about a gentleman that got thrown in jail because he refused a restraining order that kept him from driving his truck with an American flag on the back within 100 miles of the local high school. Now, was this an American flag? 100 yards.
Within 100 yards.
I was going to say 100 miles is a long ways.
That's a long way. Yeah, and I thought, you know, this is, when I heard that, it came over my Facebook, and I said, I am that guy. I've got to write a movie, and I've got to play that guy. So that, you know, for many reasons, so we can respect our military, so we can respect our flag, but also so that I could give other conservatives on one side, I could give other conservatives a voice. Because I'm a recovering Yankee. I'm from Mount Kisco, New York. So I was not born with a filter. It does not occur to me not to say what's on my mind. And that's what this guy is. So it gives voice to an otherwise kind of timid demographic. But also, my few remaining liberal friends who've seen it, they've said, you know, I had no idea that's how you felt, and that's why you feel the way you feel. So, it's a learning tool for our liberal side. If you want to know what conservatives really think and why, then watch this movie. If you're afraid when somebody says, "Did you get that jab?" and my guy in here, somebody says that, and I say, "I wouldn't get that shot with Baldwin's arm." So if you want to watch somebody say things like that, you want to hear some blatant sarcasm, then check it out. But the one thing it does really, my character, I believe John Schneider believes, and my character believes, that when you disrespect our flag, you are also disrespecting all of those who sacrificed their life sacrifice their limbs, and all the family members who sacrifice their loved ones for freedoms that John Schneider never had to pay for. Many people who are listening never went to war, never went to battle. I was too young for Vietnam and too old for anything else. So when you disrespect the flag, in my opinion and in the opinion of this film, you are disrespecting those people. And that's where I draw a line. We can debate the American flag that is a symbol. We can debate your state flag. We can debate the rebel flag. We can debate the Confederate flag. Debate is an important word and something we should be doing. We shouldn't just clam up, as one of the younger characters in this movie, when I kind of back him into a corner where he has to actually say something, express an opinion. All he says is, whatever. And I don't know about you, but I hate it when somebody says that to me. You know, let's talk. Let's debate what we are currently divided about. Let's talk about it. So he says, whatever. And I said, what does that even mean, whatever? And then I ask him the million-dollar question. I say, who is your father anyway that allows you to take a knee, all this take a knee nonsense? And he says, I never met him. And my guy, hard-nosed guy, says, I didn't think so. So, you know, we go there. We go a lot of places that people are afraid to go in this film. But I think we have to. I think we have to explore the way people actually feel and why they feel that way. And then,
hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Talk about it.
John, did you ever consider using the Confederate flag for this movie? Because I know some of the controversy is this guy keeps, this character you play, keeps the flag in the back of his El Camino, and some people have disrespect for the flag. Did you ever consider using the Confederate flag, or do you think at this point in this society that flag is too divisive?
First of all, I think it's a rebel flag. Confederate flag looks different. But no, I didn't. I didn't because... Not only is it currently divisive, but it's also a bit too on the nose. And it's not as for you can understand why people feel that way about the rebel flag because of the way it has been misused currently. You can debate that. However, I remember when they came against the flag on the General Lee, I remember cavalierly saying to a friend of mine, "You watch one of these days they're gonna call the American flag the divisive symbol. Then what are we gonna do?" So I remember John Schneider saying that.
Well, here we are.
John Schneider, about 24, 25 years old, testified in front of the Senate Judiciary Committee trying to get legislation passed that would protect the American flag. So I have a history of doing this. And I think if I made a movie about the rebel flag, number one, it would be right on the nose. And number two, that movie itself would be divisive rather than be a tool that would intentionally open up serious debate.
It's available to dieformovie.com. You can rent it. You can buy it. And you can also see John's other movies. Before we let you go, John, I have...
Or you can get the DVD. Let me throw that out. todiefordvd.com. There you go.
Yeah, people are still watching the DVDs. Maybe you could even throw it on VHS.
I watch Mannix on DVD.
I've looked up the top five Googled questions about John Schneider. Are you willing to answer them? Sometimes they can be dicey.
Sure.
It depends on the human being, but... We'll start with number 01 of the top five Googled questions about John Schneider. The first one is, are Rob Schneider and John Schneider brothers?
We are not, but what's funny is Rob Schneider's brother's name is John, who's a friend of mine, and my brother's name is Rob. But it's not the one you're thinking of.
So there is like a 6 degrees of separation. But
there is, yeah.
But
and
not...
Also, the general manager of the Seattle Seahawks is also John Schneider.
You cleared that one up. Now, what about where does John Schneider live today? That's what people want to know.
John Schneider lives in Holden, Louisiana, just outside of Baton Rouge.
Another question that comes up on Google is, how old was John Schneider when he was on the Dukes of Hazzard?
I was 18 years old in 1978 when I landed that role. So 18 to 25.
This next one's interesting. How much does it cost to book John Schneider? I know that you are a musician, you are a motivational speaker, you're a man of many talents. So I'm sure there's a lot of different circumstances that come in. But people want to know, how much does it cost to book John Schneider?
Well, I can't. I'm going to plead the fifth on that because it may adversely affect future negotiation.
See, there you go. You still have some of that Hollywood in you, John. I like the way you did that. Very, very nice pivot. You still have it in you. They should have let you in that club, man. You are smooth. And then finally,
it costs $20 to buy the DVD, but that's it.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.
By me.
And so finally, the thing that people, I guess, are Googling, this is the top five Googled questions about John Schneider. Are John Schneider and Tom Wopat still friends?
We are very dear friends, yes. We've been friends since the moment we said hello, and I see no reason for any of that to change. Although we are on have totally different political views, but we still love each other. And let that be a lesson to you out there.
That's the way it should be.
It should be. It absolutely should be. In fact, the conversations we have are some of my favorite conversations because they make me think. Right.
Yeah, that's what makes a great democracy. And then these are just a couple of quick questions that I have.
Okay.
Do you still have the hood of the General Lee that you gave your dad back in 1980? Do you still have that hood?
Wow, I do. I do. It's the roof. I have the roof of the General Lee hanging up in our store. Our store is called Miss Shirley's after my mom.
Very nice. And can people shop that there in Louisiana?
We are going to open up again. We got hit by Hurricane Ida last year really bad, so we had to rebuild. And then this year, it's been a interesting year making the movie and my wife recovering from a auto racing accident. So we should have the store up and running again by, I would say, January of next year. But you can go online. It's johnschneiderstudios.com. And we've got all the movies there and T-shirts and all kinds of stuff.
And then who owns the rights to the Dukes of Hazzard brand? Is that CBS?
That's Warner Brothers. Warner Brothers owns the rights. People ask me all the time, why don't you do a new Dukes of Hazzard? Well, I would love to, and I've tried to purchase the rights from Warner Brothers, but they won't do anything with it, nor will they let it go, and I'm not quite sure why. If it's not valuable enough in their mind to do something with, why is it so valuable that they don't want to part with it? I don't get that. But that's why we made our Christmas cars and Stand On It and Poker Run, because that's what we call Southern horsepower comedy. They feel a lot like Dukes of Hazzard, but there's no Bo Luke, Daisy, and Uncle Jesse. It's just me and my new friends.
And then you being a musician, I know that you have number one albums, and you can get those on John's website as well.
Yep.
But what song, if I were to play one song that's going to get John Schneider up on the dance floor, either you by yourself or grabbing the misses, what is the one song that you can play that John Schneider will always get up and cut a rug to?
A song of mine or just a song?
A song, not a song of yours, but just a song that always gets John up and dancing.
It would be a slow dance, though. One of my favorite songs of all times is Easy Like Sunday Morning, Lionel Richie.
That's a smooth
groove. It won't get me up there shaking my stuff. I did that on Dancing with the Stars, and it almost killed me. But I will... I will grab my bride and pull her up there and dance to Easy Like a Sunday Morning. I don't care if it's in an airplane. I'll do it.
Very nice. John Schneider, our guest, to get the new movie, it's todieformovie.com, also todieforDVD.com, plus all of his other great movies and music available there as well. Thank you so much for your time, John, and we appreciate your patriotism.
Oh, thank you, Gentry. You take care. Stay free, America.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.